Time is now 5:30, so we'll go ahead and get started. I want to welcome everybody to our city council meeting this evening. Welcome to all of our guests, visitors, staff, council. Thank you all so much for being here. Looking forward to our agenda this evening. I will open the meeting at 5:30 p.m. and move straight to our first item on the agenda, which is our invocation. I've asked Father James from St. Jerome's Catholic Church if he wouldn't mind leading us in our invocation tonight. And Father James, we're so grateful to have you with us this evening. Thank you for being a part of our invocation tonight.
Thank you, Mayor. And thank you all the council members here today for allowing me to come here to lead this invocation. So as he said, the pastor of St. Jerome Catholic Church, sometimes people call that place Woodway, others call it Hewitt or Lorena's or whatever. So we're in the middle of every city surrounding us here. So
part of the community.
Yes. So it's good to be here to pray for all of us and for our city so that we can have peace and harmony, and understanding that the business you do is to protect us, to provide for us, so that all the businesses and the religious institutions and everybody in this city will have all that they need and want in order to have a good living. Therefore, let us ask God for that grace. Father of mercies, we gather here this evening your people whom you made in your own name and image, and crown them, you know, beautifully with different kinds of gifts, and send them forth into this world so that they can govern it and to be able to provide all that you wish for your people. Therefore, I ask your blessings upon these men and women gathered here today so that all their deliberations, all the conversations that we have in the name of our city, Woodway, may indeed be approved and also sanctified by your grace. At the end of the day, all of us will always be mindful of your holy presence and the gifts you have endowed us in this great country and city. Therefore, may your blessings be upon us as we place all our trust in you. We make all these prayers through Christ our Lord. Amen.
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 Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Father James. Pleasure having you. Thank you for being with us tonight. Okay, at this time, if you are able, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number 3 on the agenda this evening is our public comment time. The City Council invites citizens and guests to address the Council on any matter, including items that are on the agenda, except for any public hearings. Those have their own specific time when we will hear comments. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R87-11. You'll see your timer up here on the screen behind us, so you know how much time you have left. The council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that's not listed on the agenda. When you're called to speak, we ask that you please state your name and address. And if you're speaking on a specific agenda item, please let us know which agenda item that is before beginning your comments. Thank you so much for your cooperation and understanding. The podium is now open for anybody who'd like to address council, please. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Mr. Mayor. Erica Beverly. E-R-I-K-A-B-E-V-E-R-L-Y, 708 Arliss Drive, A-R-L-I-S-S.
Thank you.
Hello, council members, secretary, councilman, councilwoman, mayor pro tem. I want to thank you for tonight. I am standing before you today to employ your assistance in fixing our water system throughout the city. 708 Arliss, I've moved in there 3 years. This is my third year living in that home, and I've had 3 water leaks on my yard alone, and our street has had up to 5 or 6 within, you know, a short period of time. One before I moved in, but the other ones while I've lived there. We do have a matriarch of our city. She turned 90 this year, who lives on our street. She's lived on that street before it was paved, one of the first homes. And even though our great workers have limited the downwater time, that backflow really affects our homes. And with a limited income with some of the elderly, that is an issue. And on top of that, we have an issue with the environment. We're in a water shortage right now. If we come into fire hazards, you know, we're wasting a lot of water with it constantly running because it is still running to this day. I know Mr. Adam has mentioned that we do have a water improvement program set up. He is working on getting me the information, and Mr. Mitch said that he's drafting up an email today to send me, talking about what this program is, the length of time that we're going to be repairing these pipes throughout the city. But I implore you to put this as a priority for our city. That is, water is a sustainment of life, and without that, you know, we're paying really good taxes here, and we kind of... the water is very important. So I thank you for listening. I know that we're not going to get much back today due to your rules, but in the future, I hope to see this on the agenda and information put out on it. Thank you very much, and have a nice evening.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your comments. Appreciate that. Next, please. Yes, sir. Good evening.
Congratulations to the new council. I'm Dwayne Moss. I live at 802 Forest Oak Circle. And I'm going to be out of town most of the summer, and so kind of getting ahead of myself, but wanted to cover a few things with you and tell you that I want to talk specifically about some of the things I've heard about the Family Center. I didn't know how I felt about it till I went to the parks, and the question was asked, was it structurally okay? And the answer was yes. And I thought, then if it's okay, then I don't know what it ought to be used for, but it shouldn't be torn down. And I guess my attitude about that was, you know, we've done really well the last few years. Thank you for the no new revenue rate. But we started off with an amount of money that we shouldn't have had. The no new revenue rate, we were one of a handful of folks that raised the rate by 2 cents in a year when the values of the paper on April of 2022 showed that we had a 30% increase. And so if somebody says money's the issue, well, it isn't the issue, because over the last 4 years or thereabouts, there's been about $4 or $5 billion surplus. We've not had trouble doing that. And I guess I'm asking that this year, one of the areas that bothers me is I take nothing but stuff I get from this group, and Brenda's always nice to me, but when I look and I see we have cash accounts or near cash accounts of $27 million, and 54% of that is in money market interest accounts. Money markets don't pay anything, and a banker appreciates you having that money in those accounts because that's a chance to make a lot of money. And Mayor, you've talked about, you know, maybe we can do better on the exemption homestead bit. This might be a time to consider that. And I'm just saying there's a lot of information when you start looking at it that's available. And I think that I'm hoping this year is a year we really look hard at it. Mr. Whitby coming on, I'm telling you, I'm counting on him because of his background and what he did for where he worked. And so I'm not mad at anybody. I'm just saying we've got a chance to do some things. Most communities in this city, in this county, would trade places with Woodway overnight. And we're blessed, and I thank you for your serving, but you've got a responsibility, and I want this year to see a lot of time spent on a budget that I haven't seen in the past, have not seen. And it's there, and again, I wish you good luck, and I thank you for your time. All right?
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Anybody else, please? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Suzanne Green, and I wasn't on the agenda or anything, but I just...
Oh, no problem. Okay. No problem. Go ahead.
I live at 9625 Jim Mark Circle. I have concerns, or I want to request a meeting or update, not today, but at some time pretty soon, about the progress of the sewer system construction. And I just wanted you to be aware that Some of the things that I need to know about is how much longer, how much more environmental hazards do we have to endure at my home? I've had wastewater come up into my house due to that problem, and the smell of sewage is in my yard. I can't use my backyard. So I would like to know just how much longer it would have to be, and I would think it would be a good idea for those people that are exposed to this situation to know and have an update meeting soon.
Thank you. I didn't get your name.
Suzanne Green.
Green. If you can hang out just a few more minutes, I think we're going to get you what you want. So
okay.
You can just have a seat.
I have a little bit of an update worked into this.
I saw that, yeah.
I'll hand you my card.
All right.
And if you'd like to reach out to me tomorrow, if you don't get your questions answered tonight.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Green. Anybody else, please? Yes, sir.
David Wilson, Woodland West. I understand that the Parks and Recreation will be meeting on Thursday, and there's a proposal to tear down the original Family Life Center. I'd request that the meeting be held in the original Family Life Center so that we can see what it looks like. There's a lot of us haven't seen it for the last couple of years. So that's it.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else, please? All right, public comments are closed. Thank you, everybody, for sharing your comments. We appreciate it very much. We're going to move on to item number 4 now. This is a discussion and consider action to approve a contract amendment with STV Incorporated, successor in interest by acquisition of CPNY Incorporated, for additional construction, administration, and resident project representative services for the Fairway Gravity Sewer Replacement Phase 3 in an amount not to exceed $55,225 and authorizing the city manager to execute any documents in connection therewith. Could I get a motion to discuss, please?
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you all. Mr. Manager, over to you for number 4.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. It's a lengthy background description here. Just bear with me. STV Incorporated has prepared a request for a contract amendment for the Fairway Gravity Sewer Replacement Phase 3 project to provide additional construction administration, CA, and resident project representative services. Due to the contractor's extended construction schedule, the original CA and RPR funds have been exhausted and are insufficient to support services through the completion of the contractor's work. At the end of April 2025, approximately $19,004 remained in CA services and approximately $24,292 remained available in RPR services for field observation. Using the contractor's past level of construction activity, STV has generally incurred $5,000 to $7,000 per month in construction administration costs and $14,000 to $17,000 per month in RPR costs, which varies due to the contractor's progress, overtime, and Saturday work. Based on these factors, we anticipate there is sufficient CA budget to last into the first half of July of this year, 2025, and sufficient RPR budget to last into the first half of June 2025. The above additional construction services of $55,225 plus the current qualified offsets to the contractor's final payment of $337,345 totals $392,570, which is approximately $138,716 below the total anticipated project retainage amount of $531,286. It's staff recommendation to approve the contract amendment with STV for additional construction administration, resident project representative services for the Fairway Gravity Sewer Replacement Phase 3 in an amount not to exceed $55,225. And authorizing the city manager to execute any documents in connection therewith. and Mr. Scott Wetzel is with STV. He is here. We did reach out to DeGuerra. Do we have a representative from DeGuerra present? Okay.
Hopefully you're working on it.
Well, we got an update Monday that they have laid 40 feet of pipe, which is a lot more than they've laid in any of the last reports that I can remember receiving from STV. But before we ask Mr. Wetzel to come forth to answer any questions, I do have a little bit of a background. Again, council members changing, I'm new. Kind of like I've done in the past, this will not be an in-depth, it's just a very brief overview of this project, how it started and where we are today. And I know there's a lot of fans of pictures in here, so there's a lot of pictures.
I love it.
It helps.
So, here's our project start date going back to August 5 of 2021. Bond issued was $11,850,000. The notice to proceed was issued March 22, 2022 for a 360-day contract. And by May 6, 2023, substantial completion was expected. So the expenses that we've incurred, we broke it down by fiscal year. You can see the total of these four fiscal years, the overlap is just under $8 million. So if you look at it on a, I'm a big fan of these kind of displays, your chalk or your dark gray color, that's your first, your fiscal year 22, which was 17%. Your kind of olive green is your next year at 26.8%. Your lighter green is the following year, 24 of 18.27%. And unfortunately, that small sliver there says fiscal year 25, our current year at 2.97%. And a lot of this is due to restoration, connections, things that they've torn up that they have to fix back to the call of the original engineered specs. And we understand that takes time, but when you look at there's 35% remaining as of March 25, and that's the biggest question we have gotten from citizens that we no doubt sympathize and empathize with, is when is this going to end? I'm tired of seeing heavy equipment. I'm tired of smelling sewage. I'm tired of engines starting early in the morning around the corner. I'm tired of looking out and having just unsightly construction staging areas in my backyard or front yard. And you know, as we've stated before, we don't have any control over the means and methods. They are working. We've done, there's, if you go back to the beginning of the project, it's been really tumultuous. We just want the project to end and end correctly and end to the best of its long-term ability for everybody's sake. But while the contractor's last update to us is the end of August, I'm just showing you so you can see, that's not a lot of time to do quite a bit of remaining work.
Can I say something before we get off of that?
Sure.
Slide back up just a minute. They're averaging 20% per year. They've got 35.51% left. They're almost a year and 9 months if they go at the same rate of speed. Just to add a little bit to that picture.
Yes, sir. So the call of tonight's agenda is an amendment, the third amendment for $55,000. As you can see, going back June of 23, we've already done this once for 162. We did it again a year later when CPNY went to STV for $170,000. And to Mitch's credit, at the start of the weekly meetings, the staff, the project managers, the engineer says, okay, at the start of this meeting, we are at day 900, 600 days over. where are we? What are we doing? So kind of Councilman Russell, to your point, showing the another way to show the time, the sage color at the top, that was the original contracted day. We're 942 elapsed days and 582 days over as of May 19th of this year.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Does GERDA's contract obligate them to any of these contingent expenses when they exceed the time frame?
I don't know if we want to get into that here, but there is a way we can recoup.
That's the executive session items.
Yes, sir.
I see.
And then finally, the balance to finish. These are the outstanding liabilities. You'll see the STV line is 60. We still owe them some money from some old bills. So you'll say, well, we're approving 55 and that's 60. Those numbers don't match, but that's why.
Is the 3.7 the total, or do you add those 21 and 60 and 223 on top of that?
Numbers Brenda ran for me before she left was what you see here, and that's supposed to get us to the end.
But my point is 3.7 the total that we would owe at this point, or do those 223,000 on top of that, and 60,000?
Because it says that's balance just to finish.
Yeah, that's just their spot.
To dig in.
Yeah.
I think that's the difference in the contract amount that's left outstanding. You take that original $11.8 million,
okay,
that's what's been paid to date. I believe that's the contract amount, and those other lines are on top of that.
Okay, that's my point, is on top of it. So yes, we're actually at 4.1 million, roughly, plus, I'm assuming, the 5,000 a month.
Mm-hmm. So why did I go through and put all this extra information? It does tie in to our one agenda item, but I put these pictures up here for everybody to see because the council gets these emails, they get these pictures, and this is just kind of our public declaration, if you will, that we hear you, we sympathize with you. We're just as tired of looking at this unsightly business as you folks are. We're working to get it to the end, and after we get to the end, we can revisit some other things.
Celebrate.
Yes, but I've, in the short year and a half I've been here, I've addressed several emails from several families, neighbors, friends, that they approach their council members, they approach our office, wanting some relief. You know, what do we do? And we're at their mercy until we can get them completed. But thank you. That's all. We can call Mr. Wetzel up here and badger him.
I have a question. Who's overseeing or is there someone overseeing?
Mrs. Green, I'm so sorry. During this time, it's just going to be discussion up here and with Mr. Wetzel.
But we'll try to get
you. But we're going to get back with you.
Okay.
We'll get you.
Okay.
Just we'll get you what you need.
Use the
Trust
structure
me.
Of the meeting.
Yeah. Council, I'm going to bring Mr. Wetzel up here just in case we have any questions for him. Mr. Wetzel, if you don't mind giving us your name and your business address, please.
Yes, Scott Wetzel, STV project manager. Office location is at 200 West State Highway 6 in Waco. So.
Thank you. Appreciate you being here. Now, I know that this isn't your fault. Let me just start off by that. I know that you're asking for the additional funding because of the overruns and the time with DeGuerra, but because you're here, because I get to talk with you,
sure,
let me just tell you how frustrated I am at the length of time that this project has taken, just how they've tore up our city with incredibly unsightly materials, the columns, the pillars, the staging area right here. And I almost want to deny this amount just to send a message to DeGuerra that we've had enough. Like that's to the point where I am. And I don't know if you have any ability to talk to DeGuerra. I know that you supervise and watch over their work, make sure they're doing a good enough work for us, but this has got to speed up. Mm-hmm. Mr. Manager just said they laid 40 feet of pipe this weekend?
This past week.
I don't think they've ever worked that fast before. Why couldn't they have done it at that speed this whole time? So I'm not taking it out. I know it's not your fault, but I want to convey just how frustrated I am, and I think other members of this council are, that this has really, really been tough on our residents.
Sure. I'm a homeowner too, and I've had construction in my neighborhood before, and it gets old really quickly. So I 100% sympathize with you, and this sounds a little cliche-ish, but we're doing all we can to motivate the contractor to move forward. We're very conservative with our only leverage with the contractor is the money we pay them. We can't dictate their means and methods. We can't dictate their schedule. As long as they're working on the project and making progress, and progress takes a lot of different forms and it's a lot of different speeds, but the payment is really the only thing that we have as leverage with the contractor. So part of the frustration you're feeling is that the contractor last laid mainline in September of 2024. Mm-hmm. The pipe that got laid last week on the mainline was the first mainline pipe that had been laid since September. Oh. It wasn't that they weren't out there doing things. They were connecting, and there are a lot of services. They were connecting services, but their rate of construction and progress has been very, very slow. And they recognize that, and part of the issue is, I can't remember off the top of my head, but we're on our third or fourth superintendent. They've had a fair amount of turnover in personnel, and they recognize that this is slow, and they have told us they want to be out of here too. I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing here as of late. The new superintendent seems to be more aggressive and maybe have a little more on the ball than the previous superintendent. So I'm encouraged from that aspect. But yes, we would love to be able to do something beyond what we're doing now to make the contractor move faster. But we're pretty limited to what we can do. Our role right now is to make sure that things get constructed as closely as possible to the construction drawings, mm-hmm. and documents that we put together. And then the other issue is just to try to look out for the city's best interests in the process. Yeah. And that's what we're doing.
But these pictures that you see, this is not in our best interest.
No, it's not. No, and no one would argue that it is.
So I would just ask that you know, whatever you can do to tell them that we're not happy, that needs to be conveyed, because this has got to speed up.
So, right. Yes.
Again, I know you're not responsible. I appreciate STV. I think you guys are incredible. I've enjoyed working with CPNY and you guys. So I'm not upset with you, but we are to the point where we're not that happy. So
yeah. No, I understand it. I wouldn't be either. So I'm not. I mean, we want this job to be done too. I mean, yeah. I know our circumstances are a little different. They're not in our backyard, but I'm equally wanting to be finished with this job and move forward. So, yeah.
What is their staffing right now?
They have a big crew out there. Yeah. I mean, they don't always utilize them well, is from my observation. But it's never been a manpower issue. It's more of an organization issue of being organized and having a game plan in place that allows them to work on multiple things at one time. Like putting services in while another crew is laying the main line. But we can't dictate that to them. That's not our job. Otherwise we'd be taking on their role and responsibility and liability. Yeah. But that's been our observation. We make suggestions. But that's what they are. They're suggestions, and we can't make them Yeah.
Stage one went like a dream. Stage two was a nightmare.
Stage two made good progress. It was a nightmare from the standpoint at the end with the contractor.
And now it seems like stage three is saying, you only thought stage two was a nightmare.
So this contractor is, I mean, I wouldn't call him difficult to work with or combative or anything like that, which is a lot of what we had with phase two. It is a very challenging project. I mean, but it's just, in my opinion, it's an organization. They just need to be more organized and to get the progress that they need to get it finished. Now, on the encouraging side, they had at the best day they've ever had is laying 80 feet of the mainline pipe.
I was thinking we had more than 40.
Yeah, so on average, when they were doing pretty well, they were 30 to 40 a week. So that's kind of their typical. So if at that rate, if they do what they have left in that amount of time, they could potentially get finished within and meet that end of August deadline to get the mainline in. And depending on how they organize their crews, if they were to work on their services at the same time and have two crews working multiple, you know, simultaneously, they could meet that deadline. I think potentially if things go well for them and they stay organized and they continue at the pace they did last week, they could get the mainline in by the end of August. They would still have the other work for the services and that type of work, but the heavy stuff would be done. So I'm encouraged at least by that. So there is a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
And I did see that you put an estimate of March 2026 for, is that completion?
Well, that at the rate they had been going, that's what we thought would be the end date.
Okay.
If they do what they did this past week, then they could be finished much sooner than that.
Okay.
Yeah. So
and weather can change it too.
Right. So forecast this summer is for a hot, dry summer, which is favorable. Perfect. It'd be perfect for them, but that hasn't always equated to production on this job. So
yeah, not when you have the kind of turnover they've been experiencing.
Nobody wants to work in a hot, dry creek.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is there any indication that the people that are responsible from Daguerre are capable of this? I mean, so far, we're 3+ years into it. It doesn't seem to be that we have capable people doing this. I mean, if we're having that kind of turnover, especially in superintendents, and you guys are having to work with different superintendents, just the idea that we've only done 2% for this year, was it 2% you said?
We've done more than 2%.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it was 25. I think is what that sliver.
Oh, the smaller graph is what you're talking about. It looked like it wasn't much, but overall.
But that would not give us a lot to be done, having been done.
2.97 of the overall.
I can't.
Right, that wouldn't give us a lot to be done in the first half of this year.
Yeah.
So that means they got to get a lot done in June, July, and August.
35 points.
So they have about 1,800 feet left on the project.
Right.
And this project, I don't remember the numbers off the top of my head. From start to finish, the project was like 10,000 feet. So we are actually getting pretty close to finishing the project. And they're probably 2/3 to 3/4 of the way to being finished with their segment, with their portion of the project. The good news is that the remaining 1,500 feet is a lot easier construction. It's a lot shallower, less services, so they should be able to move more quickly.
So there is some encouraging information. Mm-hmm. That's good information to have if the last part of this project is not as difficult as the first 3 years of the project.
Yeah.
And the current, and as I mentioned, the current, the new superintendent that came on board about a month ago seems to be a lot more aggressive in getting work done so far.
That's great. How long has he been on the job, did you say?
Maybe a month.
A month.
I think he's worked for them for a long time, but he hasn't been on this project.
If 40 feet is their average with 1,800, it'd be 45 weeks, which would put it around the March 2026 that you had mentioned.
But they could, once they get into the I say easier, but the more the area of the project here in the next 1,500 feet, that's just a little more conducive to getting more feet per day laid, then I think they could probably, you know, expedite that schedule. Yep. I don't think they're going to be done by August with Mainline. They certainly won't be done with the project by August. Mm-hmm. But I do think if they're aggressive, they could be finished by early next year. And early, I mean by like the first quarter, March or so. Yeah.
So if they do 40.
At this point, all we've got an indication for anybody being aggressive is this new superintendent for a month.
Right.
So is there any encouragement that can happen to with them? I mean, I realize that you're not responsible for them, and I'm not asking you to be, but I'm just from an educational perspective for me, is there any indication that we can give them any encouragement to get, and I'm not talking about financial encouragement.
Right, yeah, no.
Well, you did mention, though, that the money is the leverage. So
how money is the leverage, right.
Yeah, explain that a little bit.
So we cannot not pay them for work they've done, but we can be diligent in assessing how much work they've been done. I mean, contractors love to do work and then say, well, I got 60% of that done. Well, no, you got 40% of it done. So we're diligent in making sure we only pay them for the portion of the work that they get done.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm talking about. And not paying them for any more than what they absolutely have earned. So that's the leverage.
And who determines that?
It's a collective. So our RPRs in the field meet with them on a monthly basis to look at their pay application. And they go through collectively, and the contractor will have put together their line items of work items that they say they have completed, the percent complete, unless it's a unit cost, like, you know, X services or whatever. And then our guys will scrutinize that, and they don't always agree. I mean, the contractor doesn't always agree, but ultimately that's what gets decided on how much they pay. So if they're only 20% through with an item, that's what we pay them. They may be asking for 50%. And they'll come up with all, you know, not just them, but all contractors will come up with reasons. Well, yeah, that may be the, you know, if there's 100 feet and I put in 20 feet, but there was all this other work that went with it. Well, that's not what we're paying for. You know, that's just background work that they have to do to install what's needed to be installed. So we are diligent about making sure we only pay them for the work they complete.
Work they complete? You said complete, right?
Complete.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Wetzel. I appreciate it. Again, nothing against STV or anything, but we would appreciate you conveying that message for us.
Yes, we definitely will. And we do we hold monthly progress meetings with the contractor, and every month we update them on the progress or their status, where they are. So they're fully aware of how far behind they are, not only monetarily, but also on a schedule basis, so they know exactly how many days over the contract they are. And so we always emphasize that with them, and we'll continue to do so.
Yep. I do want to end on a high note, though.
Okay.
The work is good.
Yes. I mean, it's not a quality issue with them.
This is not a fly-by-night kind of shoddy work. They're doing good work.
It's getting installed the way the construction documents. It's just very, very slow.
Yep.
Yeah, very, very slow. So, or has been up to this point. So.
Mm-hmm. And on stage two, I guess they did it a little better time, but they wasn't quite as solid on the work. There was some cleanup work that had to be done.
At the end, they just didn't finish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the work that those folks did, they've been around a long time. They did good work, but at the end, we all got crosswise, and that they didn't want to finish. So that was it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Wetzel.
All right.
Really
thank you.
It.
Thank you.
Okay, Council, is there any further discussion on this item before we move to the vote?
I was going to ask if that presentation can be made available on the website.
That's difficult. How to do that.
The presentation.
may have to be a link because it's it doesn't Prezi doesn't interact well with most of the stuff we use. But yeah, we can figure something out.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sure we can get it as a PDF.
That's what I was thinking. If you save
if you save it as a PDF, then you make it download.
That might work.
It won't dance around like.
No, it won't have that.
The $55,000 is kind of a drop in the bucket compared to the other numbers that we're dealing with. And, you know, the tough part is we've got to keep going with these people. If we was to say, oh, we want to try to get somebody else, that would be a much bigger nightmare. So, you know, I kind of think our back's up against the wall and just have to do it.
Well, and just to clarify, this money isn't going to DeGuerra. It's going to our friends at STV who are kind of managing this administration for us of the project.
Part of the timing issue.
All right, Council, if there's no further discussion, I'll entertain a motion on item number four, please.
I'll move.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Can I just get the amount, please?
$55,225.
All right, thank
authorize
you.
Authorize the city manager to execute.
I'm supposed to read the whole authorizing the city manager to execute any documents in connection therewith.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Excellent.
Story, could you second it again one more time?
Second.
Thank you.
Sorry, there is nothing.
I said story, not
this is fantastic.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Council. Thank you, Mr. Witzel.
Thank you.
That's it. Appreciate it. All right, item number five, A and B, is our consent agenda. We've got two items on there this evening. Is there any item that council would like removed for separate discussion and consideration? I actually do have a very, very quick question. Item 5B, I'd like to pull that out for a separate discussion. Just a very quick question on that one. Okay, moving on to item number six. Let's just do this one first. Can I get a motion, please, to discuss and consider action to award a contract in response to request for bids 25-02 2025 microservicing improvements to Intermountain Slurry Seal Incorporated, the lowest responsible bidder, in an amount not to exceed $360,856.60, and authorizing the city manager to execute any documents in connection therewith.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. Only question I have on this, I know this is to pick the bidder, but I wanted to ask Mitch or Adam, is Polk Park parking lot in the list?
It is not.
It is not. I've had a couple of questions about that. My general response is historically, parking lots are really hard for this contractor to get their machine in there and actually do a good job with. There's a lot of little tight in it. So they don't get very good coverage. And then when we have so many cars churning all the time, it really wears the surface. So it's not the best application for that.
Okay. Okay. So resurfacing of the parking lot can be another product or another.
Yes, there are other products that could do that that would serve that need, just not MicroSeal.
Not MicroSeal. Okay, so I will wait for another time to talk about that.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Motion to approve 5B, please.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously on 5B. Okay, let's go to number six, and the only item to approve is 5A, so I will entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda, please.
I move that we accept item 5A as presented.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem.
Second.
Thank you, Councilwoman Gilman. Moved and seconded. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the consent agenda is approved. Thank you very much. Moving on to the city manager's report. Over to you, Mr. Manager.
Thank you, Mayor. Give me just a minute to find my list.
Get organized here.
Well, first one on the list is Happy Elected Officials Day.
Mm.
Today is that day. There's a day for everything now.
It's today?
This one's
today. That's today?
That's today?
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Oh. So.
Thank you.
There's a day for
I have a few handouts only because I put this together today, so I didn't make it in your packet. The first thing I'll pass out is from the Texas Policy Research. They're out of Weatherford. It's regarding Senate Bill 1173, which seeks to modernize and streamline local government procurement processes by raising the monetary threshold at which competitive procurement methods are required. This will update the threshold from $50,000 to $100,000 and will be effective September 1st of this year.
Inflation.
This is not the actual bill, but some background on that bill.
Has it passed yet or is it before the House?
It did.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was notified this morning, so I figured I'd pass it on because we'll be revisiting this at some point in the near future. Also, Public Safety has seven applicants for three openings for public safety officers. They anticipate the background process will be complete by June 30th. Those successful applicants, candidates, will then begin the police academy in, when is that, Chief?
Officer.
August.
Yes. Or sorry, I apologize. July 7th is the beginning of police academy.
Hence the June 30.
Yeah.
Great. And lastly, I have another handout. Forgive the crudeness of it's just a printed Google Earth, and I did some highlights and red lines on it. But a few weeks ago, we heard from several residents at Old Farm Road about speeders. So we installed speed bumps on their street. And like a lot of times in local government, we'll do something and there's an unintended consequence. Mm-hmm. This case, it'll make more sense when you pull the map up, but I sat down with two gentlemen last week. It was myself, our administrative captain, chief was on a security detail. So the captain was gracious enough to come down, Mitch came over, and we all tried to just brainstorm what this might look like. It's still up in the air, and you'll see Oak Springs Drive, which runs parallel to it, is now having a much higher volume of traffic. So, and all of these folks that live in this general area that are coming from, I think it's Heather Run, I don't have it on the map, but they're trying to get to that access point on the highway. And seven or eight streets dump into that access point. So,
McGregor Road.
Well, they come from that too. But if you're trying to get out to the access road for 84, mm-hmm. you're going to come down Oak Springs, Old Farm, Casa Grande. There's a section of them here. So since you may or may not see this again, if we can't address this administratively, at least you'll have kind of a heads up of where we are and where we've been. And maybe you guys can help us figure out where we're going if we can't get it locked down.
Make them all gated communities.
Well, I will say that
I was also proposed.
Yeah, I will say I had two members of my Sunday school approach me at church and say they're now seeing the results of the Old Farm. They're getting some of that access on their streets.
Hmm. Yes, sir. And that is all I have, Mayor and Council. Thank you.
Mr. Manager, I was going to ask you if you could give us a thank you for the report, by the way. I was going to ask if you could give us a quick update on the entirety of the agenda packet being posted.
So it's not overly complex or complicated, but there is some back-end things we're going to have to do on the website, which I don't know if we touched on that at the last meeting or not. I think that's when it was broached, but we should be able to get that accomplished by the July meeting, have everything dumped up there, whether we have time to rename it or not by that point. We might be able to do it by next month, but it's just really kind of at the mercy of the technology. But not a big ask and not a hard request to fill. So we'll get it done.
I appreciate that very much.
Yes,
of course, we're going to redact all the sensitive information, addresses, that sort of thing.
If there's anything qualifying, yes.
Yeah. Excellent. Wonderful. Thank you, Mr. Manager. Okay, item number eight is the City Council reports. These are briefings or updates that are provided regarding committee and liaison assignments. Council, I wanted to let you know I'm in process of assigning the liaison assignments, so hopefully by tomorrow you'll get your assignments. But I will go ahead and say I have put Dave Whitby as our Parks and Rec liaison, so I know that there's a big meeting on Thursday. And just to correct some misinformation, because I heard that earlier from one of our guests, there is no proposal to tear anything down. The Parks Board are going to look at all options. So I just want to go on the record for that. So Mr. Whitby, thank you for being on that committee. Is there anything you want to share? You were previously on Parks, so.
I was previously on Parks. I'm perfectly happy. I think it's staffed with good people, and I'm happy to be part of it.
Thank you, sir.
Observe it anyway.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Any other reports or updates from council?
On planning and zoning, we finalized a plat that was for the EHM addition, and then the PUD list. For more information, we can talk to Mitch about that and to expand on it. One thing that came up wasn't on the agenda, but I thought it'd be interesting to those of us that know the history. Starlight came up, and the question where we stand with Starlight, correct me if I'm wrong on it, Mitch, but I think you said it's up for sale, and the plat will expire towards the end of the summer, September,
end of the
October.
Year early.
I believe it'll be end of the year, January, next year that the plat will expire. It's my understanding it is for sale. They're signed up there for it.
Mm-hmm. $3.9 million.
That's all. Okay, great. Is there a meeting tomorrow? PNC?
Next week. We have PNC.
Janelle, yeah, is there a meeting?
Next week. Yes.
Next week.
Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Tuesday. Yeah, Lundy's Memorial.
She's the liaison.
Yeah.
So that's why
I'm saying. But I keep up with
all Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Anybody else? Good? Okay. Very good. Well, then we'll jump to item number nine, which is consider action on adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Do I have a second?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. We are adjourned at 6:22 p.m. Thank you.
I made it not too bad. No.